poker, and we have thousands of dollars in other final table prizes as well. If you are a serious player, they're serious players. We have two high roller tables this year where the guys who do all the number, the real numbers crunching and figure out what the rebuys are going to be and how long they're going to stay in. And if you want to know the actual format of the tournament, the knockout round and all that, that is all available for you as well at camponestep.org. But those special seats at the high roller tables, two tables of 10, the winner of each table automatically gets a spot at the final table.
When did you guys move from that art museum? That was the last one I was at.
When it ceased to be a museum and became a bowling alley.
Okay, fair.
And we did 1 year at the Hellenic Museum, and then we happened upon the Montgomery Club, and when all was said and done, it was, without question, the best match for the size of our event, and the food is all done by the Gibsons people, so it ended up being the best food we'd ever had, and well handled on all accounts. So this is going to be a great night for a great cause, and you want to register, you want to make sure you get in there, especially if you're a high roller. And it always is weird, because sometimes the more serious players actually decide late, like, oh yeah, I didn't get around to it. Look, you don't want to be that guy, you don't want to be frozen out of those opportunities. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to camponestep.org, and all the information is right there on the 2018 Charity Poker Championship. Or you just go to my Twitter feed. It's at Dan_Bernstein. And the pinned tweet is a direct link to registration. And we've already got people saying that they're interested, but don't wait. Grab your spot. Make sure you're in and you're ready to go. And we know that the kids will have. And I believe last year, by the time all was said and done, we helped send 75 kids to camp for a week. And that was after all costs and expenses were netted out. And we want to do better than that this year. We want to gross at least 120, 130, and be able to say that we sent even more and more kids to our summer camp or our other programs to make sure that kids with cancer and leukemia are empowered and encouraged to take on the world, because that's what we do. It brings us a great deal of happiness to see all of those happy faces at all of our programs. So be a part of the poker event. Once again, go to @Dan_Bernstein on Twitter, and you'll look at the pinned tweet there, or you can just go to camponestep.org. Hub after an update on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Looking for something to do over a holiday break? The Wolves are home for four games at Allstate Arena, including Saturday versus Rockford. Make sure to arrive early for the indoor fireworks show. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The Bulls have lost their last two games, both of which came against playoff teams in the East. They've got another one of those tonight. They head up north to face the Milwaukee Bucks. In football, Bears head coach John Fox met with the media today as another disappointing season winds down. Plenty of speculation regarding his job status in Chicago, but he seems unfazed.
I don't worry about it. I've never had a job of trouble getting employment in this league, and I'm not going to start worrying about it now.
Bears close out the season Sunday versus Minnesota. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians responded to a report today that came out and said that he and Arizona were parting ways after the season. Arians called the report, quote, fake news. And the Patriots are signing former Steelers linebacker James Harrison. Finally, in college, three bowl games today, one finished, one in progress, one later tonight. Utah beat West Virginia earlier in the heart of Dallas Bowl, 30-14. Duke is currently leading Northern Illinois in the Quick Lane Bowl, 14-0, end of the first quarter there. And tonight in the Cactus Bowl, it's UCLA and Kansas State. This scoreboard update brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. And join 670 The Score's New Year's Eve for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at The Foundry, located at 85 Executive Drive in Aurora. Check out the broadcast, win score prizes, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 o'clock with Hub, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least two TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish, that'd get any better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is the editor of Pro Football Weekly. He is the director of football content for Shaw Media. He is our senior Bears and NFL expert at Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. He also enjoys a lovely pancake breakfast every once in a while and is interested in trying hang gliding. I don't know, I could just say random things about Hub. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Hub, hello.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well. I'm a little bit dismayed about the news that we're hearing out of Charlotte today, but we'll get to that in a little bit. The Bears get a victory, it's almost more like the avoidance of a loss as much as it was a victory, yet they did plenty of good things.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been the avoidance of a loss, but I think the fact that they played as well as they did, it's worth feeling good about. You know, you can't pound on your own chest because you beat the 0-15 Browns, but they did what they had to do. They played well. You know, they did, as you said, did some nice things on both sides of the ball, and it was with kind of a makeshift lineup as more guys went down, you know, for the year and weren't out there. And they did what they had to do, and so certainly they're entitled to feel good about that.
All right, let's get to the news of the weekend, though, that really wasn't on the field. It was an NFL Network report that Ted Phillips was either making phone calls, doing homework, whatever the wording was, regarding a potential coaching change. And I know you have sources at Hallis Hall, I do too, who told me, yeah, the report's true. However, Ted's not making the hire, that Ted is, via the protocol of the presidential level, reaching out to make sure everything they do is contractually on the up and up as a list is put together, that they're not overstepping their bounds regarding guys who are still under contract to other teams, that this is Ryan Pace's hire, that it will be Phillips's involvement if and when it gets to a negotiation stage as far as compensation, any money stuff, etc. John Fox, today you were sitting right in front of him. That sounded like a man who knows what's going on.
Well, I think he has sounded that way for the last few weeks, you know. And I mean, as far as the report involving Ted, I'm not sure that we are hearing the same things, because one of the realities is that league rules prohibit reaching out to any other teams about their coaches for another 5 or 6 days. So I, you know, I don't know about that piece of it, but certainly everything I've heard suggests to me that there is going to be a coaching change and that it is going to be Ryan Pace's hire.
It was explained to me, too, that what's complicating things in the modern NFL is the concentration of representation among coaches to now a handful of empowered super agents, where it's nearly impossible to have even a conversation about a conversation at any point without talking to an agent who may represent your current and future coach and or future coordinators, and that, as it was described to me, it's getting weird.
Well, and even beyond that, Dan, I mean, we all know that the rules are there for good reasons, and teams, wink, wink, you know, ignore them all the time because they are talking to agents and representatives, and it can all have plausible deniability. So at the end of the day, I'm not so sure we're not bearing the lead here, though, because what the Chicago Bears need to understand is that they told their fans 3 years ago, when Ryan Pace came in, that he had complete control of the football operation, that Ted Phillips, and Ted said this, was no longer going to be involved in the football side of the operation. Yes, he's still the president and CEO. Yes, he does run the business, but he should stay away from the football side because he hadn't done a very good job with it. And this is just really bad optics every time something like this happens. And it should be the Bears who are working to not let it happen instead of trying to find ways to explain it.
I couldn't agree with you more about the optics. Where I couldn't get an answer was at what level there are certain conversations, say, president to president, that can occur in a way that general manager to general manager or some other communication is frowned upon, either by the letter or spirit of the law or by understood and league protocols, whether on the books or off the books. That's what I wasn't really sure of.
Well, and at the end of the day, we know that you have to get formal permission to talk to somebody under contract. And if you're looking to hire someone else's assistant to be your head coach, there are league requirements that keep that team from blocking the upward mobility of an individual. But again, none of this can happen until after Sunday. And so that's what makes this all kind of weird. It's really all much ado about nothing. The important thing is whether or not the Bears have decided to move on and bring in a new coach and a new coaching staff. And I think in that area, at least, we're consistent. And I can't say that somebody's told me absolutely that Ryan Pace has made up his mind and John Fox is gone. But everything that I am hearing indicates that that's going to be the case.
So are you hearing any names at this point?
No. No, I mean, people are trying to put two and two together and have it equal four. One of the things that Ryan Pace has been very good at is he runs a pretty tight ship as far as, stuff actually leaking out. And that's what's kind of interesting about this. I'm the subject of a report in Arizona today that comes from irrefutable sources, and yet it's being called fake news.
That was on my list.
Well,
that
yeah,
Bruce Arians.
Let's just get rid of it now. I they're great sources. And the bottom line is you never know on these things, but I'm actually feeling much better about it now because Arian's exact quote apparently was it's fake news, I'm just quoting the president, and we know that 99% of what Trump calls fake news is absolutely true. So, it's probably a pretty good report.
Right.
But we'll see. All you can do is get the best sources. You're certainly not out to hurt anybody or to cause any problems when you do this. You're doing your job. You're being a journalist. And so now working backwards, Ian Rappaport had the report that said Ted was involved in this situation, and you do have to point out as a journalist that it was last year that Ian Rappaport reported prior to the Vikings game, I think it was week 5, that Ted was looking to bring in a consultant to review the football operation, which left everybody at Hallis Hall livid and turned out to be completely bogus. And so you don't know. Obviously something is leaking up there if in fact the report is accurate, and I can tell you it's not coming from Ryan Pace's part of the operation. So these are the things you try and figure out and balance out. But in this particular case, I just don't know how relevant it is, because I think everybody is hearing the same thing about a likely head coaching change, and I'm not hearing anybody who's disputing that it's going to be Ryan Pace driving this hire. There certainly aren't going to be any more consultants brought in.
And that means Pace would be safe, even for those who have been clamoring for complete overhaul and complete rip down to the studs change once again. I have not heard anything to suggest that Ryan Pace isn't, for the moment, rock solid in his position.
Yeah, I had a couple conversations with George McCaskey prior to the season, one actually at the owners' meetings last March out in Arizona, and then one day up in Bourbonnais, and he expressed absolute confidence in what Ryan Pace was doing. Now it's 16 weeks later, things can change, but this is where you work the phones, you work your sources as best you can. Everything I hear tells me that George McCaskey is completely comfortable with the job that he sees Ryan Pace doing so far, and not that he's perfect, but on balance that he's giving him solid grades, and I would really be surprised if Ryan Pace was in any jeopardy at all.
It also tells us something that they're going to let John Fox coach out the string in what it means for anybody under John Fox being seen as a potential replacement, because I think if you liked Vic Fangio, if you liked Dowell Loggins, maybe throw him a bone. You say, hey, let's see how this rolls for a couple of weeks here. And they didn't do that. And to me, that tells me that maybe Fangio comes back to coach the defense, but at least the whole offensive side of the ball is going to be blown out.
Yeah, I would think that's true. And actually, there's something that occurred to me. I was out with Dan and Pat Sunday morning. We were talking about it. Yeah, and I can't remember if actually Patrick Manley came up with it or if I took it from some, kind of following through on a point that he was making. But I had said a few weeks ago that what I'm hearing is that Vic Fangio is not a candidate for the head job, because if he was, that, as you say, you'd want to make the change a few weeks ago, make him the interim and give him an audition. But there's another side of that, or another school of thought, that says if you believe that this offensive side of the ball has become unworkable, maybe you don't put a guy like Fangio in that position because he's not going to have any ability to look any better than Fox did. So I don't think that Vic Fangio is a candidate for the head job, but I don't think you can completely rule it out. Certainly he's done an excellent job with the defense. And, you know, what you don't want to do in these situations is you don't want to do anything that's going to set you back even further.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to worry that the loss of Fangio and not knowing who would replace him could set you back a little bit further.
But if I'm Vic Fangio, I don't want to speak for him. But if you know that if he has sought a head coaching job, and if you know that's probably not coming your way, and you're 60 years old, you do have some up-and-coming players on an improved defense, and the autonomy of likely working on your side of the ball without a great deal of interference from a coach who's going to concentrate on offense. I would think there'd be something appetizing about continuing in that regard. And everything we've known about potential friction with Fox, I'm not saying they're going to ask Vic Fangio to approve any candidate, but there's a likelihood that the next person is going to say, hey, Vic, you know what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
You know, when you sit there in front of these guys week after week and they say things that may not be true, it's not because they're lying or because they're dishonest.
Sometimes it is.
Well, yeah, it can be, yeah. But it's not always, I guess, is what I should say, because sometimes telling the truth interferes with their jobs, and they can't let that happen. And I found it very interesting last week. It was Potsy. Mark Potash asked some of the best questions. Potsy, of course, with the Chicago Sun-Times, laid it out for Fangio in such a way that he said, based on this young defense and how far you've brought it, would it be appealing or important to you to continue and see this through to the end? And it really struck me the way Vic answered the question. He was quick and he was adamant in saying absolutely. And so that doesn't mean, you know, that he wants to stay or that he's here. But I believed him when he said there is a real appeal to him to seeing how good this defense can be.
Well, there's an investment there.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody, the sweat equity that he's put in, I would think that there'd be some. He doesn't want to have to look at his phone from some other city and say, hey, I knew that kid was going to be this, or I knew that defense would be there. I understand that. It just, unless it is the job that he'd always dreamed of to run his own team, I don't know why at this stage of the development of this defense he would be actively looking to go somewhere else. That's
well,
what I don't get.
Yeah, he's not going to stay here and pass up a chance to be a head coach somewhere else. I mean, being a head coach is the ultimate goal. But for whatever reason, he has been one of the better coordinators in the league for at least the last 7, 8, 9 years now. He's had one head coaching interview in all that time, and that was apparently somewhat of a token interview in San Francisco when Jim Harbaugh left. And I don't understand that, because he is a really good coach. Plus, he's a great guy to be around. He's very honest, blunt, forthright, maybe too honest. Maybe that's one of the concerns. But he just strikes me. He's a guy I'd want to interview. And so there's got to be something that has caused other teams not to not hire him after an interview, but not to even give him an interview. And that's a question I can't answer.
We've got more with Hub coming your way in just a moment. That segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT, it lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. More Bears, more NFL, and this strange story involving Ron Rivera and his little post-game escapade. That's coming your way. Keep it here. You got the score.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute. When the Oklahoma City Thunder traded for Carmelo Anthony this offseason, one of two outcomes was bound to happen. Anthony, now paired with Paul George and league MVP Russell Westbrook, would form a trendy super team and compete with the powers in the Western Conference, or we'd see a collection of ISO stars who lacked the ability to create for each other. For much of the season, it had been a lot of the latter, which prompted calls for Carmelo Anthony to take a lesser role, even some suggesting that he come off the bench, like his draft mate Dwayne Wade with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That obviously wasn't going to happen, but the Thunder did change his role by putting him in more catch-and-shoot situations off the ball. As a result, he's shooting almost 50% from three-point range over the last week, a much more efficient shot than the mid-range jumpers that he used to create for himself. OKC is on a 5-game winning streak, including last night's big win over the Rockets. Anthony may not like being third fiddle now, but it's working. I'm Tiki Barber.
Scott Muller here from Muller's Woodfield Acura. I just want to start by saying thank you for such a wonderful year and that we couldn't be one of Chicagoland's biggest and best Acura dealers without you. Now, while this year is almost over, it's not too late to get more savings during the Season of Performance event. Shopping with us is more exclusive. Enjoy looking for your new car without the hassle of long lines and large crowds in our spectacular, brand-new, state-of-the-art Acura facility. That's the holidays the Muller way. With Muller's Woodfield Acura, you get more attention to detail. We take the time to take care of all of our customers and make sure their every question is answered and every worry is addressed. So if you're ready to get more for less, then don't miss the Season of Performance event. And let me just say, from the Muller family to yours, we hope you have a happy, healthy holiday season. Visit Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates or online at mullerswoodfieldacura.com. You will not be disappointed.
So you settled for their house. Now you're still...
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity Edge-to-Edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want! It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment!
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Wintertime blues, quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot. And now that jackpot's more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670 The Score. Score.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone, because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff, people who like cookware and people who like restaurants, people who like headphones and people who like concerts, people who like staying in and people who like going out, people who like relaxing in front of a new TV, and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Supply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish and that voice that you just heard, Big Cat Williams, are going to be part of the Bears postgame show. Olin Kreutz is there with them for that. And the pregame show is Hub, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley. And they're going to be at one of our favorite places this weekend, the Foundry in Aurora. They're will be room for everyone and an opportunity if you want to come there for the whole day, multiple giant screens on which to watch the game. Hub is joining us courtesy of Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Okay, Hub, if you haven't heard this, I want you to listen to this. This is your friend Ron Rivera after his team had beaten the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and this was the post game that I found unfortunate.
Just remember, guys, it's about team. Everything we do is about team. Most important thing is about team, okay? All right, do me a favor. Mr. Richardson on three.
One, two, three. Mr. Richardson!
And then he was asked about that decision because that was a video that was posted on the team website. He told the Charlotte Observer, I can only speak for what Richardson has been to me and the players. And that's why I did it. And Hub, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't know why he wants to double down on saying that he doesn't know what any of the allegations are when these settlements are all part of public record and nobody's disputing any of these things. It's too bad. And I know you know Ron better than I do, but what's he thinking?
Well, he's actually a dear friend, and I don't know what he's thinking. I haven't spoken to him in a little while. Obviously, like everybody else, just became aware of this in the last day or two. I don't think that, I think what he's tried to do is say that he's not familiar with any of the background or the details of any of the allegations. I don't think he's disputing the reality of the allegations. I don't know myself how much is proven, how much is settlements, how much is rumors. It doesn't sound obviously like it was necessarily the most politically correct thing to do for sure. And Dan, I'm just trying to be careful because he's a dear friend and I don't know, I haven't talked to him about it. And so I certainly don't want to try and guess what he's thinking or put words in his mouth.
Just the part that bothers me when he says, I can only speak for what Richardson has been to me, but of course, and John Fox said the same thing where he's not asking to shave Ron Rivera's legs. He's not asking to rub John Fox's back. He's not groping Ron Rivera when he's insisting on buckling his seatbelt. I mean, to me, just how toned of course he's been fine to you because you're not one of the women, one of the many women who has been alleging this kind of abuse. So Ron's smart enough when he says, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. He can read what I've read. It hasn't been disputed by anybody involved. And what it does is it tells all of these women who are making these claims that he doesn't either believe them or think that anything they say matters.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. Dan, I can't go there with you because I don't know what he's thinking, okay? And I do know Ron Rivera to be an outstanding person in every interaction I've had with him. And obviously, he's putting himself in an area he doesn't need to be in. It was a conscious decision to do that on Sunday. As you point out, he defended it again to Chuck Pearson at the Charlotte Observer. But I don't know. I don't have an answer for it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the kind of thing where I've always had good dealings with Ron and generally like him. I just don't know what his upside is. There's a lot of things you can say to a team to try to motivate them and try to get the best out of them and everything you want to do as a coach without having to involve yourself in what's turned into a really ugly situation regarding not just the sexual harassment, but the allegations of what Richardson, the term that he, a derogatory term he used toward a black scout in a locker room full of black players. So
there is always a temptation to be loyal to someone who's been good to you, even when you reach a point where you know that you may be going over the line with them. And sometimes we make that mistake anyway. Again, I don't know what Ron is thinking here. He has put himself in a difficult position with this because, as you point out, even Jerry Richardson is not disputing that he has acted inappropriately.
Right. I guess that's kind of where I am on this at this point, is trying to understand what the upside is. I don't know. So, Hub, we look forward to having you as a friend of the people tomorrow, taking your calls from your folks.
I always look forward to it as well. I hope everybody has a great night until then.
Thank you, Hub.
All right, take care.
There's Hub Arkish, who every Tuesday will answer our questions about the Bears and the NFL, and then we'll do the same for you on Wednesdays. So we have It's On coming right after an update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak, looking for something to do over holiday break. The Wolves are home for four games at Allstate Arena, including Saturday versus Rockford. Make sure to arrive early for the indoor fireworks show. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Only one team in town in action tonight. It is the Bulls. Two losses in a row now for Fred Hoiberg's team following their seven-game winning streak. They will be up north in Milwaukee tonight to take on the Bucks. In football, Bears head coach John Fox met with the media today for what could be one of the final times. He says he's not too worried about it. Bears close out their season Sunday versus Minnesota. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians responded to a report that came out today stating that he and Arizona were parting ways. Arians called the report, quote, fake news. And the Patriots are signing former Steelers linebacker James Harrison. In college, three bowl games today. Earlier, Utah beat West Virginia in the heart of Dallas Bowl 30-14. Duke all tied up with Northern Illinois right now, 14-14 in the Quick Lane Bowl, about 6.5 left in the first half there. And later this evening, it's UCLA and Kansas State in the Cactus Bowl.
Duke has just taken the lead.
Uh-oh.
20-14.
You excited? You texting Manley right now?
There's a pass from Duke quarterback
Grant Hill
to Duke receiver
Christian Leitner
in the end zone for touchdown.
Boring.
Duke. And I think he just hooked the extra point. College special teams. What a bum-ass bum.
Hey, it's the Quick Lane Bowl. What can you say? Are you hiring? Join over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
This is when we let you know what we are going to be watching in a given sports evening, or sometimes a non-sports evening. For me, it is going to be the Bulls and the Bucks. Just saw a note from Matt Velasquez, the Milwaukee Bucks beat reporter for the Journal Sentinel. Giannis Antetokounmpo is back for tonight's game against the Bulls. He will start with no restrictions. It's going to be Bledsoe, Middleton, Snell, Henson, and Antetokounmpo in the lineup for the Milwaukee Bucks against the Bulls, who beat them last time out. See if they can do it again. That's first and foremost for me. I don't know. I don't think there's anything else. I know I'm not going to be able to gather the family for a movie or anything like that. Oh, man, that now is getting tough, too. I don't want to watch it. I recorded Ocean's 11 Christmas Eve.
That's a good one.
Oh, it's so good.
Inoffensive. Everybody likes George Clooney.
Everyone likes everybody
in that
movie.
Nice, funny, cute little heist movie.
Yeah, I figured the kids would like it. My kids are like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. So then, like, halfway in, he takes his headphones off. He's like, who's that guy again? What are they doing? Which is the bad guy? Is that the guy from the Untouchables? I'm like, dude, I'm going to kill you. And this is the point of the evening when I thrash you. Because that was me. I did that with the series Lost. And my wife said, look, not answering questions anymore. Either you're watching or you're not. No more half-watching. So I rewound and I said, if you want to watch it, you can watch it. Now shut your ass up.
Well, that show stunk, though.
Lost?
Yeah.
I kind of got into it, though.
Real bad. Real bad show.
Okay. I didn't think it was real. I liked it.
I don't want to say real
bad. I liked it. I don't know.
It's kind of one of those things where, like, it was like a pseudo-intelligent type thing, so the people that enjoyed it were really like, oh, they're all named after philosophers. It's real deep. They're on an island, but it might not be an island.
Well, it got really stupid at the end, and I stopped caring.
Okay, well, that's good. At least you redeemed yourself.
Well, thanks for that, Shane. Who's the third guy whose name we don't know?
The three tenors?
Yes.
I don't know. Some other Irish guy. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it could be Larry Rosenzweig. I don't know who it is. It's like the third guy. Here comes...
Jose Carreas.
Is that right?
I just looked it up.
Wow, you're fast. I always felt bad for that guy. He's like the shimp of the three tenors.
That's the four Three Stooges?
It's like, here's...
That's the fourth one?
Yeah.
I liked Shemp, actually. Nope. I was the one.
Nope.
No?
Nobody liked Shemp. Nope. Nobody liked Sheldon Horowitz.
So
even
Herb's,
Mrs. Horowitz.
Herb's dumbass opinion is that Giannis won't have more than 10 points tonight, to
Why?
Which I said, you moron.
He's averaging like 30
Wait
points
a second.
A game.
Yeah, he said the Bulls are going to shut down Giannis and Antetokounmpo.
Really?
Yeah.
And how are they going to do that without an elephant gun?
Not sure.
Herb, why?
It's his opinion.
But what's it based on?
He said shut it down, I think.
Shut what down?
What are any of his opinions
based on?
What
are we shutting down?
His opinions are based on some... I find Herb inscrutably interesting. Like Confucius.
Okay.
I don't know...
He's not like Confucius.
I meant confusing.
Okay.
He has pearls of wisdom that come from some some deep and ancient place that I don't know if it exists or not.
And they're usually not provoked. It's just, this is what I think about something. Listen to me.
It's offered, and it's like, why? You can't believe it's something he's actually thought that hard about,
you know,
or has felt that strongly about.
I do
right?
respect he's got a lot of conviction in everything
yes,
that he says.
That's
as
the
off
word.
The wall as it is, he believes it.
I guess that's
gotta respect
the
that.
Key to a certain kind of confidence.
So Bulls Bucks, okay. And then one of the Cinemax spinoff channels is showing Napoleon Dynamite tonight, which is always a good go-to.
You know, I've never shown that to my kids.
Yeah, they would enjoy that. And then also, Chopped is new. So
it
I will be on the Chopped wagon today.
Is it regular Chopped or is it like holiday season?
Regular Chopped.
Okay.
Ted will be there, and I don't know who the three judges are tonight, but
what
Chopped
is
new.
What is Chopped?
Hey, stay out of it, man.
Okay, Chopped is hosted by Ted Allen on the Food Network, and there are three regular chefs or caterers or... owners of cooking businesses, people who fancy themselves cooks, and they have to make three different dishes in front of a three-judge panel. They receive a basket of ingredients they don't know ahead of time, and the object is to use every ingredient in the basket and incorporate it into a dish that is then graded for plating, for taste, and for use of the ingredients involved. And at each stage, someone is chopped. Until one person is
so left. it's like a double chop because you're chopping the ingredients and also somebody gets chopped. Is that what that is? It's like a cute little pun.
Not really. No,
not really
Kev.
Necessarily chopping all the ingredients.
Sorry, whoa, I guess I'm not a foodie like you guys.
Kev, if you do go on, if you get some kind of ingredient you don't know what to do with, just chop it up and make it as a crust to a protein, and you will win Chopped.
We have done, my kids have enjoyed that show forever, and as a family, we do games with them. When they were very little, instead of reading a bedtime story, they called it Family Chopped, where they would both lie in bed, and I would say, in your basket, you will find. And I would give them ingredients, and then I would wait, and wait. And when everybody's ready, I would come in, and they each would have to stay and present their dish. And then I would chop somebody, or we would do all three, and then we'd keep score. So
you made up homework assignments for your kids over the summer, didn't you?
No, they get them now.
Oh, they get them over
summer reading now. Ooh. No, but they love playing family. Actually, maybe we should do that tonight. Good game of family
periscope
chat.
Periscope it. A little periscope action.
I should get a, you know, they have asked to do that before.
You should.
Where I actually make baskets for them.
Wow.
We've got a whole new culinary kitchen here, if you weren't aware. Bring your kids and let's do a Score Family Chopped.
In your baskets, you will find canned octopus, agave nectar, and kale. Right?
I could usually that.
I see. I see the wheels turning already. There you go. All right. So
blimey.
That's
okay,
for you.
Chopped.
Yeah, and dare I ask Kevin what's on?
Well, I don't know if you need to preface it that way, but...
I didn't need to. I wanted to. Thought I owed it to you.
Today, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is Boxing Day, which is traditionally one of the big calendar days on the Premier League season. And as a big Premier League soccer fan myself, you may have heard of the Screamers and Howlers podcast with myself and Mully. Being here all day, I missed all of the games, so I will be watching Premier League Match of the Day. It's a two-hour recap show, shows you all the goals, all the highlights from the day.
Is there a guy named Harry Kane?
Yeah, Harry
Kaner.
Kaner, yes.
Yeah, apparently Kaner. Spoiler alert, I think he had himself an afternoon.
He did, yeah. Harry Kane had a great day. He broke Kaner. The record of both Messi and Ronaldo, who I'm sure even you guys have heard of. The most goals total for both club and country in a calendar year.
Well, congratulations to
Kaner.
Harry Kane.
I actually don't like Harry Kane because he plays for the rival of my favorite team. But
okay,
yes, he's a very good player.
And your favorite team is Tottenham Hotspur?
No, that is his team. That's Harry Kane's team. I hate them.
They're my least favorite team. I didn't know what team he played for. I was just
throwing
out
one. You guessed correctly.
Okay.
Tottenham Hotspur is Harry Kane's team. I like Arsenal.
My old man said be an Arsenal fan, and I can't finish that chant because it ends in the C word.
Oh, which one?
It's F off bollocks, you're a C word.
That sounds like one of those British chants.
They're incredibly vulgar. They're not particularly witty.
They're all problematic, and none of them are witty.
Yeah, but that's the actual chant. I think it's
all a problem.
I think it's a Man United chant. Ask Molly. My old man said, being an Arsenal fan, I said, F off bollocks, you're a bleep.
I'm basically just trying to plug the podcast here.
Okay, then.
Screamers and Howlers.
That's a hell of a chant you got going there. And isn't which team uses all the Jewish imagery?
I believe
is that Hotspur?
It would be Tottenham Hotspur. One of the nicknames for their fans, which is also a little bit problematic, is the Yids.
The Yids, yeah. Right? That's a little.
It's touchy.
It's a little touchy because they don't say Yiddish. They kind of say
"Oh, Yids," like kind of
right.
Yeah,
they're just sort of wrapping themselves, which is funny because I thought the actual like suburbanized Jewish fandom was Arsenal.
No, that would be wrong.
Okay, I thought that the most of the London-based Jews didn't actually root
for Hotspur. I don't know that people align their fandom with their religion.
I'm not saying they do. It's just my buddy who lived in London said, "Oh, you would totally be an Arsenal fan."
Hmm.
And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because this." He goes, "You know the people that you're generally around growing up." And I said, "Yes." He said, "That's mostly Arsenal fans." And I said, "Okay." I was taking his word for it. And now you're not going to like Arsenal anymore.
Well, you know, it doesn't help. help at all.
Hey, I don't have a rooting interest. Enjoy. Again, the Screamers and Howlers podcast.
That's right.
That segment brought to by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Still taking your child's temperature the way it was done decades ago. Hope not. Taking mine the way it was done a long time ago.
Oh!
That's a no fun upgrade to the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe I will. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer available at fine retailers everywhere.
Please don't.
Not here. I don't mean it.
I
don't mean it at the moment. But, you know, you got to change things up every once in a while.
No, you don't.
We are going to send things
Variety
out.
Variety is the spice of life, Shane.
Again, in your basket, you will find some allspice, a standard thermometer,
and sterilizer.
I'm sorry, Chef Shane, you've been shot. Yeah, I might have been, but it was worth it. The Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight with Mike Esposito in for the ailing Julie DeCaro alongside Maggie Hendricks. They are at Keefe's Reef That's it. South Wright Road in McHenry. We'll say good evening to them in a moment on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sport.
Attention. We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage.
Engage.
Engage is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterback.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. To Keefe's Reef we go, 3505 South Wright Road in McHenry. From 6 to 10 p.m., it will be these two, Mike Esposito and Maggie Hendricks, bringing you the Miller Lite Top Draft Show that will feature Lance Briggs, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. Hello, folks. What's happening out there?
Hello, Dan.
Hey.
We are here at a beach bar, ready to celebrate the 5-degree weather outside with Lance Briggs.
Well, if they can make it feel warm in there, you're all good. Get some tropical drinks and some sand in odd places.
Absolutely. We have the crowd already. We are excited to be out here, and Lance will be joining us somewhere around 7. We could ask him about the state of the 5-10 Chicago Bears and what he makes of what's going on in this offseason.
Well, also today, and I don't know if you're going to replay anything that you heard from the John Fox press conference, but the first couple minutes there when he's faced with a bunch of questions about his future, it sounds to me like, especially the way he handled the direct question about was he asked about his future, or I should say, was he informed as he talked to his bosses, and his dismissal of that I thought was telling, and I thought it syncs up nicely with what I've been hearing about the likely direction of the Bears from here on in.
Well, and him kind of dismissing is just in line with what he's done so well in his press conferences, but I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see him dismiss his way out the door. And I'm wondering, you know, how many more, I guess there'll be a post-game press conference, but then that'll be the last of Fox, you know, being dismissive of reporters.
And forgive me for not knowing this. Are the Vikings playing for anything at this point? Do we have a reason to expect effort out of the Vikings, or will this be a meaningless win for the Bears?
I think they're playing for home field, so it depends on how quickly they're able to put it away. But I think they are at least partially incentivized, right?
No, they're not. The Eagles locked up home field throughout, and they're 12-3, and the only people that are close to them are the Panthers and Saints. And Rams all at 11-4, so they're already in position to have home field for the games that they're going to have. But the Eagles have home field throughout.
So there's no bye available then at this point. So
they already have it.
They already,
so so that would be either you're a coach who thinks or believes in the idea of being the hot team going in, or you're a coach who doesn't care because the evidence doesn't suggest it matters if you're hot. I don't know which one Mike Zimmer is.
I would see him being a guy who kind of plays both sides of it and does like a half with his starters. But I don't think we're going to see true effort, which might mean we end up seeing the 6-10 Chicago Bears for no good reason.
Well, and Dan, you know what? Because New Orleans is 11-4, so they may have to win to get that 2 seed. So we may see Case Keenum and company rather than the backups. I don't know, the tiebreaker with New Orleans and Carolina are both sitting there 11-4, as are the Rams. So the Vikings may have to win to lock that up. But Philly definitely did clinch the home field. But, yeah, I mean, really, and obviously with the Browns, you kind of knew what you were going to get, a sloppy game, sloppy weather, Christmas Eve, fan interest or disinterest, whatever you care to classify that as with what showed up at the game. This will be a something, at least in a hostile environment, another week of opportunity. That's my thing I want to watch most is Trubisky, and how does he play in Minnesota, in the dome, against a playoff team, against a really good defense.
I liked his performance in the last game against a defense that really isn't as bad as that team is overall. Most of their problems are with their quarterbacking and their offense. And I thought Mitch Trubisky, as Matt Miller told us earlier, did a much better job of processing what he was seeing in front of him in some adverse conditions, even though he was at home, and not being afraid to go and make a play with his legs and put a couple pump fakes in there and buy himself some yards, that if he's going to be in charge the way he appeared to be in charge, that bodes well.
Yeah, he had as many rushing yards as Jordan Howard. So seeing him having a little bit of creativity and not being afraid to use it, it made me happy to think about next season and to see how, if a coach continues to let him be free, to see what we're going to see out of him.
And watching his eyes and knowing that he's at least trusting his blocking enough to keep his eyes down the field longer. There were a couple of throws that he made that Mitch Trubisky 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, would not have made because his eyes would not have still been downfield enough in the face of a rush to see a guy come free, especially against zones when he was trusting a couple guys. Bellamy did, as much as I dislike Bellamy's game, he did a nice job settling down in some zone areas where previously I don't think Trubisky would have had the patience to wait for him to come open and find him, and he did. That's development, and that's what you look
for. Shut it down!
And before we let you close, I have to take issue with one Shane Reardon for not knowing who Mark Knopfler is.
Hey, back off, Esposito.
I mean, come on,
how is that
man.
Even possible?
How do you?
I'm 25 years old. What do you want from me?
I guess that's
history.
The age gap, huh?
It surprised me. I guess I gave him more credit for being an aware and informed music guy than I probably should have.
I also thought, Shane, that you were a music-y guy as well, like I am and like Dan obviously is. So that's our fault for assuming that. And obviously the 20-year age difference probably does that as well.
Sorry to disappoint you guys like I disappoint everybody else.
Work on it.
That is Mike Esposito, Maggie Hendricks. Look forward to listening on the drive home.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, all right. Dan.
See you. Have fun. We'd like to thank our guests today. They were Zach Zaidman, Matt Miller, and Hub Arkish. Anthony Heron's going to be sitting in tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. Are you producing again tomorrow, Shane? Shane was a one-man band today, and I hope people know how difficult that is at this level. You know, this is not some overnight show in a tiny little market and doing so. What? Z-Pac? What do you want? You did updates.
He's bitter as hell about everything. About? You can't make that kid happy about anything.
Seriously, gesticulating like he's George Schulte over there. Like, yeah. Come on. Chill out. Please, Mr. This guy. You know, he tries to be like, oh, you know, I don't really have any ego. That's all those other people. And then, you know, you dare undercredit him for something, and he's turning cartwheels back there. Man. So, Shane Reardon.
You can't deny the talent of the Heat.
I'm someone on this show that says the Heat are the best team that I've close to ever seen. Absolutely.
Did you see much of the 95-96 Bulls?
Yes, I did, sir.
And you go, Les. Give it to them.
This team has no chance to compare with those two.
Come on.
No, you're an idiot because you're not a Bulls fan, so you're just going to go out there and you're just trying to cause trouble here.
Me an idiot?
For saying that I'm a meatball.
No, I called the caller a meatball.
That's true, he did.
Skyport Adam Harris, Cupcake, the tiniest dancer. Do we have to thank Brian Gertz? All right, thank you, Brian Gertz.
Yep, in case you've been on planet Pluto, and that is a planet. It's not an asteroid or anything, a baby planet. I don't care what anybody says. I'll argue with anybody. But a lot of people are now, they're about to refer to it as a planet again. But that's another story.
It's not a planet.
Well,
according to the solar system, it's not a planet.
According to some people who are too young to understand what's going on. If you want to argue about it, call Bernstein and you'll be on his side.
What does Bernstein have to do with the solar system?
Because he agrees with what you're saying.
Okay.
It's not it's not a debate.
I'm not going to get into an argument with you about it right now. We've argued about too many things today. That's not one of the things to argue about. We're a sports station. Unless you have been on planet Pluto, Robin Ventura is no longer going to be managing the White Sox. He confirmed that yesterday.
It's not a debate. It's a dwarf planet. It's not a planet planet. I love how invested Les is in the status of Pluto. It's not a bit either. He actually cares. He was actually legitimately angry. Tomorrow it's going to be Anthony Heron sitting alongside for the next couple days. But do keep it here and enjoy the Miller Lite Top Draft Show that is coming your way with Lance Briggs and a whole bunch of football talk and things. Otherwise, have a lovely evening, and we'll talk tomorrow. Goodbye.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggie.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You need a pass rusher, so you trade it up for a pass rusher. You need a quarterback, so you trade it up for a quarterback. Then you need full drafts, but they don't have full drafts because they traded up a couple times. They need to get more picks. You can't come out with five players.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Scott Muller here from Muller's Woodfield Acura. I just want to start by saying thank you for such a wonderful year and that we couldn't be one of Chicagoland's biggest and best Acura dealers without you. Now, while this year is almost over, it's not too late to get more savings during the Season of Performance event. Shopping with us is more exclusive. Enjoy looking for your new car without the hassle of long lines and large crowds in our spectacular, brand new state-of-the-art Acura facility. That's the holidays the Muller way. With Muller's Woodfield Acura, you get more attention to detail. We take the time to take care of all of our customers and make sure their every question is answered and every worry is addressed. So if you're ready to get more for less, then don't miss the Season of Performance event. And let me just say, from the Muller family to yours, we hope you have a happy, healthy holiday season. Visit Muller's Woodfield Acura at Hoffman Estates or online at mullerswoodfieldacura.com. You will not be disappointed.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
The best kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.